It's a very stark and startling reading in our gospel today, that Jesus is warning us that if we become followers of him, that it will have serious consequences in our life. It's never been easy to be a Christian. That's pretty clear, that to be a true follower of Christ has always been difficult. In our own day, we have many, you know, countries where people literally risk their lives by going to Sunday Mass. And in our own country, it might seem more comfortable, obviously. Usually it's not a physical risk. But as time goes on, some of the comfortability of being a Christian might be taken away, especially as our culture progresses. There's one story, Marie, for you, a couple years ago, this woman who is on the U.S. women's national soccer team was a very devout evangelical Christian, and they were going to wear gay pride jerseys for their game during the summer. And she said, I'm not going to do that, so she sat on the sidelines. And eventually when she auditioned for the World Cup team, that she wasn't allowed to be on the team anymore. Now, every story has a lot more to it than just what's on the surface. But there's real-world consequences for being a Christian. And we can't, Jesus says, be as shrewd as serpents and innocent as doves. That we have to be innocent as doves in keeping our faith. But we can't be naive to the fact that it's going to have real-world consequences for us. And although we try to live our lives in the world, we try to, you know, get along with all of those around us, we have to be prepared for those moments when we have to say about our faith, no, my faith in Jesus Christ and being his disciple, being his follower, is more important than any sort of honor or position or job or association that this world or my country or my town has to offer me. We don't want it to get to that point, but we have to be shrewd and understand that if it came down to that point, what would I choose? We don't need to have fear in those situations, like Jesus says, because the Holy Spirit will provide for us how we're to act in those situations. If it's a sacrifice that we're called to, then the Holy Spirit will prepare us for the sacrifice. That soccer player went back to her local team in North Carolina and was booed by the stadium when they found out why she didn't play. We have to be prepared for that. Now, it's not scary because we have the Holy Spirit, and we know the Holy Spirit and Jesus Christ wins the final victory. But we have to be prepared for how we're going to act in those situations when our faith is made a mockery in front of other people. Are we going to crumble, or by the Holy Spirit will we be strong and testify, that's what martyr means, testify to the saving power of Jesus Christ in our lives and in the world?